Hello, Podlers. Coming up, a plea to all you barbers out there. No surprise flames to the ears, please! Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Your chance to win some Breakfast Show merchandise. It is a strip of three temporary tattoos to stick on your body and show off to your friends. It's guerrilla marketing at its very best. And what you need to do is answer a clip based on yesterday's show when listener Danny texted in about his weird sandwich filling. Listen carefully to this. Morning team, Danny from Sheffield here. Is it weird that I enjoy a... No,
sandwich.
It's absolutely inspirational is what it is, Danny, and I cannot wait for it to turn or tumble so I can stroll around a local park nomming down on a...
Sloppy, carby mess.
So, what did Matt Dyson describe as a sloppy, carby mess? What kind of sandwich is Danny pulling together and was questioning whether it might be weird or not? Is it a mashed potato and mint sauce sandwich? Is that the sloppy, carby mess in question? Or is it B, a jacket potato, pasta noodle and rice sandwich? So A for a mashed potato mint sauce sandwich, B for a jacket potato pasta noodle and rice sandwich. Your names and your answers A or B.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Come with me to the ink tank.
Oh, look who it is on line one. It's Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Scott is a bricklayer. To the bricklayers, everyone. To the bricklayers. Blessed are the bricklayers. Scott, what are you working on at the moment? Don't say a wall.
Hey, do you know what? I am actually working on a wall.
It's his meat and drink. It's his meat and drink. He needs to do it. You know, it's where you start, it's where you'll end up. Scott, it's great having you on the show. Now, I really want you to get the answer to the question right because I want to be on your body. Where are you going to put my show logo on your body, Scott?
I'm going to put it on my calves.
On the calves, because obviously bricklayers are just, they only ever wear shorts. Do you always, even if it's like proper evening attire, you're at a charity dinner, are you wearing shorts with a little bow tie and a white shirt?
No, I'm not that bad.
He's not that bad. Okay, you're being ridiculous, Dave.
Brickies and postmen never wear trousers.
So I know that I'll be in good company because tell everybody what you've got on your neck. Listen to this for a tattoo. Go ahead, Scott, the floor is yours.
I've got my name in Japanese from when I was in Iron Apple when I was younger.
That's right. Scott went to Iron Apple and got his own name tattooed on his own neck in Japanese.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Okay, Scott, so yesterday we were asking the question, is it weird that I, and a listener, Danny, questioned whether him enjoying a particularly sloppy, carby mess of a sandwich was weird. But was the sandwich a mashed potato and mint sauce sandwich, or was it a jacket potato, pasta, noodle and rice sandwich, A or B?
I think it was A.
It was A, mashed potato and mint sauce sandwich. Would you eat that, Scott?
Oh, I definitely would.
I definitely eat that.
With a little a dipping sauce of gravy would be nice.
Oh,
with a little bowl.
That's the topper. I like it. Scott.
It's fair soon, so it's mint sauce season, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Get that mint sauce into those mushy peas.
Scott, you have won the show merch. Thank you for tuning in on the main station. Good luck building that wall, and we'll speak to you real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, as promised, the comings and goings across all of social media with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition.
Yeah,
Matt.
A lot of crazy stuff going on out there, Dave. First, a warning about the pitfalls of live streaming. A TikToker who every night plays Tekken and streams it live as he plays the video game. He'd had a long day at work and he fell asleep. And basically, he's gone viral because there's like a half-hour video of just him sat in his gaming chair snoring really loudly and no one watching as well. So it's
and is his character just getting beaten up?
His character's getting back. Imagine waking up and realizing you've been live streaming your nap to the whole world.
One of the dangers.
It's horrendous, yeah. So it answers the question finally, if you're streaming yourself sleeping and no one is watching, can anyone hear you snore? Yes, they can, because they can watch it back later.
Very nice.
And then the other weird story, an unusual one, is from a new Amazon documentary that comes out this week called The King of UFOs. And it claims that Prince Philip, the late late Duke of Edinburgh, nearly met with an alien at a flat in Chelsea in the 50s. The alien was called Janus. No relation to Samantha, we presume. There was an alien called Janus, right? One of his assistants told him about it. Apparently, Prince Philip loved aliens back in the day. He was like Fox Mulder ahead of his time.
Really?
And he wanted to believe. And he was so into it that this guy said, I've met this character called Janus. He's in a flat right in Chelsea. This is 1954. The assistant said that the guy had a sort of ethereal, otherworldly quality and could extract information from you about flying saucers. And Prince Philip was like, wow, I need to meet this character.
You know that Joe Lycett's back for a new series, don't you? I just want to float that.
No, this is above board. Sadly, the meeting didn't happen, but he was very close to meeting with it. And there's a whole documentary all about that. Well, I've just given you the synopsis.
So this alien just landed on Earth and just got put up in a flat?
Yeah, the alien landed
in Chelsea.
Put up a flat in Chelsea and said, I want to meet with some big names.
Only with that easy, you know. Yeah. Sadly, it's not.
Yeah. So, yeah, weird stuff going on. And then I've got an AI Frank Sinatra for you as well. Which is brilliant. always nice. This is AI Frank Sinatra covering the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, wow. Rock your body.
Janus would have loved this.
Everybody, rock your body right.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, I like this.
Backstreet's back.
Yes.
My gauge is, would my nan have liked it? Yeah. And I think the answer here is, yeah. Yeah,
Prince
yeah,
Philip Nana Berry would have loved this.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it? Thank you to Liam Williams
for
sharing it on Instagram via the Seth Davis drumming feed.
It feels like Panic at the Disco.
It doesn't help. They all do, though, don't they? Yeah. They all do. I'll share it on my Instagram story. We'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, your chance to match five words with a member of the Breakfast Show team and win yourself £5,000, and hoping to do just that, we have Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, team.
How are you doing today? Dale. You good?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. Dale, welcome along to the show. Dale loves the main station. He loves Glenn Moore, and he has matched 4 out of 5 whilst playing along at home in the past. So, Dale, safe to say you're hoping for Glenn on the random player generator?
Preferably.
Okay, well, let's give it a spin and see if you're getting the Method Man.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Oh, from Method Man to Scatty Man. Yeah.
Okay. You've got Bratty Scatty Matty. Sorry. Okay. Good luck there.
Oh, it's sad that he started calling himself that, isn't it?
He had a great scat summer, didn't
he? Yeah.
Okay, he's leaving the studio and he's gone. He is gone. Okay. Dale, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give, because soon I will give Matt Dyson the same 5 words. And if he says the exact same thing as you, or Dale, you can have £5,000 and be crowned a very rare thing, which is a 5 words, £5,000 champion. So, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Your first word this morning is lunch.
Box.
Nice.
Pen, P-E-N, pen.
Paper.
Head, H-E-A-D, head.
Head. Band.
Yeah.
Glenn's wearing one right now. Yeah. It's very fetching.
It gets my bangs out of my eyes.
The penultimate word for you to consider, Dale, is winner.
Loser.
And finally, sauce. S-A-U-C-E. Sauce.
Sauce. Ketchup.
Dale, thank you very much indeed for your 5 words. Wait patiently there on line 1, because Scatty Matty is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So, as we all knew he would be, Matt Dyson is now back in the studio, and Dale took the time to hang around for a few minutes and enjoy one of the many songs we just offered you across our 9 different playlists.
Thank you, Dale.
Now it is time to get down to business.
Dale, are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
Good luck. Come on, Matt. What's the first word that comes to mind, Matthew, when I say lunch?
Time.
Oh.
Lunchtime.
What? Yeah, it's good, man. It's absolutely
lunch
fine.
Dinner.
No.
Lunch,
keep going.
Lunch, bulls. For the Dairy Lee fans. They were Dairy Lee
Big
fans.
Shout out to your Dairy Lee fans, yeah. Think Ted. What Ted might have?
Lunch,
a receptacle.
Lunchbox.
Yes. Right. Yes, lunchbox.
One out of five, good.
He's still had free school dinners. I'm not giving him a lunchbox.
Oh, he's not got a lunchbox. I thought he might have like a little...
At his age? No, no.
Like a Carl's one or something.
Not in the first few years.
No,
free.
Okay, fair enough. Okay,
Sorry, Dale.
This means you haven't won the money today, but we're going to go through the remaining words anyway. What have you got for pen?
Pencil.
Paper.
Oh.
What have we got for head?
Head?
Garlic head.
Head room?
Headband.
Headband. Oh.
What have we got for winner?
Loser.
Yeah, ironically, yes. That's the only one that you got right. Yeah. And sauce, S-A-U-C-E, sauce.
Sauce pan.
We've got ketchup.
Sauce ketchup.
Which means, Dale, unfortunately, despite giving a set of good answers, it is a bit of a shocker. You've got 1 out of 5, but it has been lovely having you on the show. Have a great day ahead, Dale.
Cheers, everyone.
Take care now. This means we will be playing again tomorrow. The number to call is 0330-123-1215. That is 0330-123-1215. Call right now. Producer Ellie is standing by to take your call.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We spent a portion of the show today asking you to help us compile the comprehensive list of the top 8. We just went with 8. We always pick a random number for these things that should never be done, seen or heard in the barbers or hairdressers. Now, the number is 8-12-15. There's still time to get in touch because I won't reveal the top 8 for another 20 minutes' time. I'll be doing it just after 8:30. Tom from Dorset is a barber himself. He says that you should never look your barber in the eye when they're trimming your beard. What? I mean, you're a hair suit man.
Oh,
Matt.
I've stopped having your beard trimmed at the barbers. It's great because you lie back and the seat tilts back and you put your head up, but then they get right in your face, the barber does, and if they do your top lip, it's just too close and they're breathing all over you. It's horrendous. Okay. So I had to stop doing that.
Does this apply to you as well? This has come from Dash, asking the hairdresser/barber if they offer a manscaping service. Have you ever...
Well, I do go quite far down the back. I insist on the razor.
Put it on
the
soundboard.
Not the trimmer.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, you mean down the back of the neck?
Yeah, down the back of the neck. Yeah, yeah.
But you're not like taking your top off.
Yeah, I thought you meant like down your back.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah, that's what we thought. No.
Just down the back of the neck.
This is quite precise from Clive. Thank you, Clive. He says, barbers who are sat by the magazines cutting their fingernails while awaiting a customer should ensure the nail clippings don't fly off and hit other customers on their cheek. So, reading between the lines, this has happened to Clive. This has happened to Clive. Anna, what about you? Are there any little things you believe shouldn't be seen, done or heard in the hairdressers?
When the hairdresser tells you how bad condition your hair is in because they're trying to upsell the £30 mask. No, I don't want your mask. I'm already spending like £200.
No, I don't want your mask yelled out. It's another great one for the Anna Geary
soundboard.
It's
one of the two jobs. That and dentist are the only ones that they get to tell you off.
You never go
for like an eye test and they go, oh, for God's sake.
What have you done?
And at the dentist, I don't even qualify for a sticker anymore. That was my favourite bit. Okay, if you're going to put tin foil all over my hair, please don't put me in the seat that's nearest the window. That's from Rachel. What's the deal with the lemon aftershave stuff? It stings and doesn't smell very nice, but you insist on using it. Please do use it sparingly. Thank you from Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn, what about you? I mean, is there anything we should add to this list?
Yeah, I don't like the disapproving look they give me when I ask for a bag of scraps. No, I hate it where my barber asks the same thing. He asks if I want to have a hot shave, and it's like, I couldn't have less facial hair. It's like asking a bald person if I want a short back and side. It's a hate crime.
He's bald of face, the lad. He's bald of face. There we go. So keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. As I say, I'll reveal the top eight as chosen by us but suggested by you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we've been compiling another one of our random lists. And today it was the comprehensive list of the top eight things that should never be done, seen or heard in the barbers or hairdressers. Thank you for all of your suggestions. Here we go. In at eight, do away with the pointless exercise of holding the mirror behind my head once the cut is done. Nothing can be done about it now. In at number seven, why do folk take calls when they're getting their hair cut? In at six, dear barber, never look me in the eye when you're trimming my beard. And number five, it's no surprise flames to the ears, please. In at four, yes, I've been on holiday. And no, I don't want to talk about it. We climb into the top three with please don't divulge your entire life story to me. I'm not interested. At two, if you're putting unsightly foil all over my head, please don't put me in the chair that's nearest the window. And at number one, barber's resting a particular part of their body against me whilst he does a close-up trim of my beard. Ah! Get away!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, the warmest of welcomes to The Breakfast Show, where last week I declared my mission in life is to do a passable Alan Rickman as Snape from the Harry Potter movie franchise, because I want to impress my five-year-old daughter. She is in love with everything Snape. So I've been asking for your help. Continue to help me. If you can do a good Snape, it's 8, 12, 15. I got Matt Ford in, a professional comedian and impressionist, to try and help me out. He said I had little hope. He didn't really. But the words Janet Street Porter were used during that whole interview. And then yesterday, I sprung a surprise on the team. Welcome to the first ever Great British Snape-Off. We're all going to be doing it. Now, on Friday, I have a mentor of some note coming by the studio to help us all out. Then on Saturday, I will play our attempts to my daughter at home, and she will place us first, second, third, and fourth. Who's ever last will have to dress as Snape and go and do the breakfast order for everybody else in their rubbish Snape accent. So as I say, we couldn't do this without you. You guys have been getting in touch, including Bruce Duncan, who is a professional voiceover artist. Ooh, yes. He messaged me on X saying, I hope this helps. Here we go.
Mr. Berry, it has been brought to my attention that you're seeking an Alan Rickman impression. Mm. Well, let me tell you, Berry, you are making a big mistake.
Well, Bruce, it hasn't helped at all, because whilst you are clearly a voiceover artist, what a lovely speaking voice Bruce Duncan has. My goodness. I don't think it's quite there.
It wasn't quite snakey enough.
It's just slightly posh. Not deep enough. But, you know, who are we to critique a listener helping us out? Keep coming, 8, 12, 15. Let us character assassinate you live on air. Then a listener by the name of Sophie James got in touch with me on Instagram. And she said, Dave, I'm rubbish at impressions, but this is my second attempt. And she included the recording of her phone. She screen recorded it. And then she gives some techers, which actually helped me when I received them. I did it immediately. Yeah. And it does help. Teeth shut, tongue at the back when you talk, deep voice, like you just said there, Glenn. Right. Pronounce each word and labour on the T in...
So I'm going to do it now. 90.
You sound like a ventriloquist.
Or a bingo caller.
Legs all over.
Who's a pretty boy then?
I'm getting no help from you, am I? Anyway, this is Sophie's attempt. Thank you for it, Sophie.
Turn to page 394.
394. It's good, isn't it?
I can't do it.
394.
Oh, well, that's
see?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
your
best
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Page 394.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you, Bruce. The Great British Snape Off is well underway. If you can help, it's 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right here, right now, it's all about this.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
Yes, tickets are now on sale for UK radio's biggest night of live comedy. And, of course, they are selling fast. Don't they always, Matthew?
They certainly
don't
fly don't
they
off
always?
The shelves, David.
Absolute Radio Live is back at the iconic, the legendary London Palladium. We are back on Sunday, the 17th of November. Must book Monday, 18th November,
yeah,
off
point.
Breakfast
yeah,
show.
Yeah,
anyway, sorry, where was I? And we are raising money for the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. This is the hospital that helped save the life of our very own Matt Ford. All profits from ticket sales will go towards important research and supporting people with life-altering conditions and injuries. Fordy is hosting this year's show alongside his best mate, John Richardson. Also on the lineup, Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle, our very own Glenn Moore. Plus, it gives me great pleasure to add one more name to our stellar lineup. It is BAFTA nominated. She is absolutely brilliant. The one and only Judy Love is going to be there at the London Palladium on Sunday, the 17th of November. So that is Judy Love. That is Glenn Moore. That is Susie Ruffle. That is Josh Widdicombe. That is John Richardson and Matt Ford
what
on hosting duties. Get your tickets right now. As Matt says, they are selling fast. It's absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. Absoluteradio.co.uk. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, Tuesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is finito. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. The whole thing is available right now on demand in the free Rayo app. If you missed anything from earlier on, you want to relive it maybe, well, that's where you need to go. Or you can add the latest edition of The Daily Podcast to your podcast. Wherever you get your podcast from, it's going to be available in about 10 minutes' time. And its name, it's either American World Fair or The Wicker Man.
Oh,
now,
yes.
don't say anything. I want that to be cryptic.
Right,
is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
But it's got something... Well, it's got something to do with Matt's hometown. Mm, can we
yes,
go that far?
Yes, yes, we
okay.
can.
Okay. Get the podcast, go to the free Rayo app to find out what is either American World Fair or The Wicker Man. Right, Leona Graham's up next. She's got the tea break trivia and the details you need to win £135,000 on Make Me a Winner this very day. As for us, well, we're going to be back tomorrow. Of course we are. From 6 a.m., in fact. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.